You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Bienvenidos a otra edición del Buffet de Oracle. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. Last week, I was kind of crabby, so I didn't do a reading. And this week, I'm the opposite of crabby, which is happy, I guess. I don't know. And you know why? Because it's Taco Tuesday. I decided after we're done with this, I'm going to make me some tacos with my vegetarian chorizo. Because although on the outside, maybe I'm muy gringa. I look really white on the outside. Adentro, soy mexicana. Inside, I'm actually Mexican. And anyone who knows me, ya lo sabe. Already knows that. And speaking of that, voy a empezar a ofrecer mis servicios en español. I'm going to start offering my services in Spanish, too. Once I start to get more comfortable, I'm going to be doing Oracle Buffet readings on my page in español. Y otras cosas también. Si hablas español y tienes la gana, ven a visitarme en mi página. Yeah, come see me on my page in español. So, that being said, what else we got going today? Aside from tacos, salsa, that's going with the tacos. I'm going to make both guacamole and salsa con chile piquin today, I decided. And I don't know why I'm talking about food, because we're going to be taking a caller here shortly who probably doesn't care about me making tacos and wants their reading. So, sounds like they're already on the line. So, who do we got today? Jeanette. Hi, Jeanette. How's it going?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for calling in today. All right.
Thank you. So,
Jeanette, have you ever had an astrology reading done before?
I think so. I'm not 100%. A little bit of astrology. Not too much, I think.
Okay, fair enough. Just curious. What's your date of birth, Jeanette?
I'm the 19th of February, 66.
Okay. Do you know what time by chance?
I don't know the exact time. I know my mum said to me it was tea time, around 5, 6 o'clock, I guess, the evening.
Okay. Okay, we'll just go with 5 o'clock. And where did this miracle take place, Jeanette?
In London.
All right. And then I'm going to just do a reading here based on what I see with your chart. But before I look at your chart, do you want to tell me, is there something specific that you're after today for answers?
Yes. There is. I want to know if you see a relationship or a true love coming into my life.
All right. Let's check it out here. So, very interestingly, we'll get to the love thing in a second. But right now, okay, as of this moment right now, you have Uranus on top of your life purpose or life lesson. So it's what's called your North Node, Jeanette. And what your North Node is it's the direction your soul is trying to grow in this lifetime. Some people call it your life lesson. Some people call it your life purpose. But it's just the general direction, like your North Star that your soul is trying to point you to. And today, like literally, because this, your North Node is at 0 degrees Gemini. And Uranus, which only travels there every 84 years, is on your north node right now in Gemini. So before we get to the love thing, I want to talk to you about that because this is really important. Anyway, what that basically means is that you're going to be getting new information about your life purpose or life lesson. And with you, Jeanette, you need to learn to be more curious. You need to learn to be more open-minded. Your neighbors and siblings, they have a lot to tell you. In the past, you might have ignored these people, your neighbors and siblings, but they have messages for you that you need to take into consideration. You also need to get out of the philosophy of life, and you need to get into like learning how to do things like skills and habits and stuff, because you're good at like coming up with ideas and stuff like that, but you're not great on acting on it. But what this is saying is that new information is going to be coming in, something unexpected with regard to your life purpose or life lesson. This reading might actually be it, to be quite frank, or something within the past couple days or in the upcoming days as well, because this is going to last a few days having Uranus on top of that, Jeanette. But anyway, so expect unexpected information coming in, especially from siblings and neighbors right now. And perhaps it might even be a neighbor that you fall in love with, or a sibling that you fall in love with, or not a a friend of a sibling that you fall in love with. No judgment if you do love your siblings. But anyway, expect unexpected news and events around those people, and expect new information. But anyway, your life purpose, definitely be a more curious person, let go of the big picture, learn skills and abilities that you might have previously not. Pay more attention to the day-to-day, what's going on around you. You're good at paying attention to the big picture and to being dreamy and being imaginative and creative, but you need to pay more attention to the details around you, because your sun is also at 0 degrees Pisces. So it's forming a square right now. So between Uranus and your sun. So expect like some sort of change in your identity, your personality, or something like that, that you're going to be showing here. And that's going to be coming up soon. So I don't know, are you thinking about like changing your identity or something like that, Jeanette?
No. No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, expect something unexpected here, because when there's a square between your sun and Uranus, it's a question of being yourself versus being rebellious. So if you feel like the need to be like rebellious or something like that, that's why. It's because of the square. So how it manifests for you, I don't know exactly. But anyway, if there's like a sudden urge to break free from everything you thought you were doing or everything you thought you wanted to do, that's what's happening there. Is there's a decision between status quo and changing right now. So anyway, I know that's not what you called for, but just a note, because that's a very big transit that you're under right now. Not only that square, but also Uranus on top of your north node. So pay attention to siblings and neighbors, especially right now. Now, as far as your love life goes, without having your time, birth time, I don't know exactly what falls where with the houses. However, I would suspect that within, I would say, within the next 6 months, when you have a couple transits going on between your Venus and Jupiter, and Jupiter and your natal Venus, you've got a good shot of meeting somebody within the next 6 months here. I'm going to look at another one of your charts real quick. Out of curiosity, for my own research, I guess, do you talk to your neighbors?
I talk to one neighbor here, yeah.
You do? Okay. Keep your mind open to the rest of the neighbors too, because there's a good chance they either know somebody or they are somebody that is going to either help you find love or just help you in general. So just Just keep that in mind. Don't ignore those people. Okay, Venus, 14 degrees.
Okay.
With that, too, I would say within the next 6 months or so, looking at your progress chart here as well, I would say within the next 6 months, you're going to meet somebody. And I feel like...
I thought it was a lot sooner.
What was that?
I thought it was going to be a lot sooner.
Well, that's in the next 6 months means today within 180 days. So it could be today. It could be within 180 days. You don't know, especially without the time, you don't know meaning. But I think you've got a really good chance here again within the next 6 months to meet somebody. And it seems like it's going to be somebody like when you're doing something creative or doing something for fun. Just looking at the way of your chart here. So do something creative, whether that be an art class, a dance class, something like that. I feel like you're going to meet them when you're out doing that. Do you do anything like that?
I'm actually going away for 2 months on Saturday to Greece.
Oh, cool. Well, that's fun. Do something creative when you're there.
Yeah.
That's going to help you.
I'll be doing some dancing.
Good, good. I feel like you're going to meet someone in that sort of setting. It's not going to be at work, which I don't know if you work anymore. I'm guessing you don't. I could be wrong, though, but anyway.
I do, and I'm just...
In your what?
I do work, but I'm taking leave, extended leave.
Okay, good for you. Unfortunately, in the States, we don't have stuff like that. So I don't know how that all works, but good for you. it's a shame, but that's a whole other story, and that would take a lot longer than the 13 minutes I have here. But anyway, I'm gonna pull some messages for you, or a message for you. All right, what does Jeanette need
Thank
to know?
You.
What does Jeanette need to know about? What does she need to know right now? Okay, the Bobcat card. How can I go higher? So ask yourself, how can I go higher? And then, what does she need to know about her love life? Okay. Well, it's a long one. Dear you, do you feel like you need to do all the work and fix everything for everyone, or you might have no value? Maybe you think you need to control everything or nothing else will get done. Be healed, be completed, etc. You may think you need to conform to what others expect of you or choose a course of action to manipulate an outcome. But we don't think that would be a good choice. How about this? Even if it makes you temporarily uncomfortable, do something different. Set that boundary, delegate responsibility to another. Ask for your needs to be met. And when faced with an impossible situation or sticky enmeshed relationship, repeat this mantra. I didn't cause it, I control it, and it's not my job to cure it. Then carry on. Feels good, doesn't it? The best part is everything just seems to work beautifully and honestly in the end. Love you so much. So basically what I'm gathering from this is you need to let go, need to ask for help with this, ask the universe to bring you your ideal man, name the characteristics that you want, all that good stuff, and the universe will help you find that person. And we're kind of running out of time here. We're not kind of, we are running out of time. Go ahead.
I've done a lot of manifesting, and I've written letters and things, and visualization.
Okay, now let go. Let go, let God. It's going to happen when it's going to happen, but I feel like within the next 6 months, when your progressed Venus hits your Mars, you've got to really, in touch with Pluto, I think there's a really good chance of that. So it might very well be on your trip to Greece, too. So have fun. Safe travels. Thank you for calling in today, Jeanette. Sorry, I got to cut you off here, but we're about out of time. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to otra edición del Bufete Oráculo, to another edition of the Oracle Buffet, and we will see you next week.